Indiana will soon need thousands of nurses to care for an aging population. Colleges play an important role as nursing programs grow. Higher education reporter Aubrey Wright has this story.
Ivy Tech Community College Bloomington is increasing the size of its nursing program.
Enjoy! Thank you so much!
There will be more options, more students, and better training labs for the Marchant School of Nursing. The biggest upgrade is a 4,000 square foot training lab with 18 hospital beds.
The quality of care has just gone up immeasurably.
President Eric Coyne says the training lab is renewing energy, and nursing student Jacqueline Schatz says the new equipment and medical mannequins are a privilege. Schatz hopes to work in emergency medicine.
This way it gives us that real hands-on experience before we go to our clinicals.
Ivy Tech's lab was possible thanks to a $1.2 million grant from Indiana University Health. This community impact investment grant aims to bring more nurses to South Central Indiana. Here's IU Health Director of Community Outreach in the region, Shauna Gerges.
That's one of the really unique things about Ivy Tech, to give really as many people an opportunity as possible. So, and again, to fill that workforce need that we have at IU Health and really healthcare providers across the state.
That's a problem Schatz wants to help address. She has experience in the military and as an EMT. But Schatz knew it was time to become a nurse when she worked in a Vincennes hospital during the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I could see a lot of nurses struggling, like our critical care unit needed help and our med-surg unit was running short. So I was like, okay, this is something that I could do to help out, because everybody needs a nurse at some point.
Indiana needs 5,000 more nurses by 2031. That's according to the Indiana Hospital Association. The baby boomer generation is retiring and will need more health care in the future. And the COVID-19 pandemic pushed some nurses out of the industry. The supply isn't matching the demand. This is Andrew Van Zee, the IHA's Vice President of Regulatory and Hospital Operations.
Yeah, I think, you know, right now we're in a period of stabilization. We're now somewhat outside of the pandemic kind of windows.
New laws in Indiana, such as the Nursing Indiana Back to Health Law, make the nursing industry more flexible. They help colleges graduate more nurses. And Van Zee thinks Indiana's in a good position to fix the pipeline. IU nursing lecturer Samantha Eads says patients will feel a nursing shortage in big and small ways. Their nurses might be rushed or burnt out while they care for more people than normal. They'll have longer wait times when they need care. And teachers are having to adapt, too.
From an educator standpoint, helping students build that resiliency before they go out into the workforce so that they know how to fill their cup.
To Eads, the conversation should also be about representation.
And I think when we think about nursing shortage, we absolutely have to think numbers, but we also have to think people.
She's passionate about community outreach and encourages students to build personal connections.
Because the more nursing students and nursing professionals that we have who are representing the communities they care about, the better off we'll be.
IU is also increasing class sizes. The School of Nursing enrolled the largest beginning cohort ever this fall with about 450 students. And it's upgrading lab space thanks to a $16 million grant from IU Health.
When thinking about what I could do for a career for the rest of my life, there is no other better choice than nursing, where I could talk about fitness, health-related things, and also educate patients at the same time.
IU nursing students Ricky Iwase and Sydney Shones both experienced working in a hospital where nurses were stretched thin. But they say nursing is still a good path.
Knowing that I will have a job when I graduate is very relieving, but it can be intimidating knowing that we might be put in situations where we're going to have a lot of patients to take care of and we might not always have all the staffing resources to handle that.
Shones and Iwase plan to go into critical care after graduation. For WFIU, I'm Aubrey Wright.